Kent Online News.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.
Nicola Everett.
It's Friday, March the 6th. This is the Kent Weekly 360, a roundup of what's been happening over the past 5 days. But the headlines this week have been dominated by coronavirus after the first case was confirmed in Kent on Monday. A man working for a company based at Maidstone Studios was diagnosed after returning from Italy. This is what Kent's Director of Public Health, Andrew Scott-Clark, had to say at the time.
I want to just reassure the public that all's been done to manage the situation. So that contact is now in a high dependency unit in London, and Public Health England are going about contacting all of the close contacts that that person has had in order to give them proper, robust advice about what they should do. This is normal practice, and people should be reassured that if you haven't been contacted by Public Health England, then you should just go about your daily business.
Since then, coronavirus pods have been installed at some Kent hospitals, while supermarkets have reported a surge in sales of hand sanitizer gel. On Thursday, KMTV broadcast a special programme with a group of experts answering questions on COVID-19. Andrew Tate is from financial advisor Creston Reeves, based in Medway.
My view is a business should not fail simply because of this. I think there should be help and support for them. But actually, people will be making decisions now to defer spending, and that is going to have a fairly immediate impact, unfortunately.
There have been concerns over the impact on businesses in the county. Kent County Councillor Harry Rayner is also a shipping consultant.
Passenger transport in Dover, passenger traffic both for the ferries and potentially for the cruise ships could be significantly impacted, especially when you look at recent cruise ship events with the Westerdam and the Diamond Princess. There are clear implications for places like Dover, and of course at Sheerness as well. It's a big food port, and there are possible impact on them as well with port health, for example.
You mentioned some of those cruise ferries there, the Diamond Princess, obviously. Does the coronavirus have implications for ferry companies now going forward? Because maybe people might be less reluctant to travel.
Yes, I mean, that's definitely the possibility. And of course, it's a question of advanced bookings as well. Are people going to take a chance on forward bookings in the way that they would if this wasn't about? There are certainly implications, and it could be a reduced number of ferry sailings. Just looking forward, it rather depends how the disease progresses or not, as the case may be.
Details on everything we know about coronavirus are at kentonline.co.uk.
Kent Online News.
Here are some other top stories from this week. It's claimed women in part of Kent are having to put up with the biggest gender pay gap in the country. Data released by the TUC reveals female workers in Gravesham are earning almost 40% less than their male colleagues. It means they're effectively working 4.5 months each year for free. Jo James is the chief exec of the Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce.
In today's society, there's no place for this, and it's something really that businesses should be quite ashamed of and should actually be putting measures in place to ensure that actually people are paid for a job, not actually the gender of the person actually delivering and carrying out the job. You know, in 2020, we should have now reached equality in the workplace. We've known about this for a long time. It's been highlighted now for many years. There's been a lot of work going on about ensuring that there's more women actually sitting around the board table. And I think, you know, that there shouldn't really be this issue of the gender pay gap. I think a lot of it comes down to that due to obviously having a family and raising a family, not all women are able to come back to work full time. And they look for opportunities that have more flexibility in the role. And unfortunately, you know, those jobs that tend to be more flexible working tend to offer less pay.
Kent Online reports.
A woman's been sectioned under the Mental Health Act indefinitely after stabbing her mum 12 times in Canterbury. A court heard Olivia Moat, who's a paranoid schizophrenic, attacked the 78-year-old at her home in Bixbourne Lane last August. The 50-year-old from Brymore Road in the city was ruled to be unfit to plead to a charge of attempted murder. A lorry driver's been jailed for 2 years after a motorcyclist was killed in a crash on the M20 between Ashford and Maidstone. The 31-year-old collided with the victim while moving into an outside lane on the London-bound carriageway last September. It's been revealed around 120,000 people went to visit the Museum of the Moon exhibition at Rochester Cathedral. The 7-metre-wide replica was created using NASA technology. Simon Lace from the Cathedral says they've got more exciting projects lined up.
We've got the world's longest model brick bridge coming for the summer holidays. It's a 34-metre-long suspension bridge, and alongside the bridge we'll have lots of model making and bridge building activities for families. And then in October this year we'll have a Sonne Lumiere, a light show, so people can come to the cathedral and see the inside of the cathedral lit up with amazing colours, on a theme of space.
And ahead of International Women's Day this weekend, Kent sprinter Dina Asher-Smith is being made into a Barbie. A doll's been created to honour the sprinter's achievements and inspire the next generation of young women. It's part of the toy company's Shiro's range, which highlights female role models from around the world. That's it for now, but for more news throughout the day and over the weekend, you can head to kentonline.co.uk.
News you can trust. This is the Kent Online Podcast.